So, Ezra says, watching me over the rim of his own drink. Do you want to tell me again how modelling isn't glamorous? Oh, I smile, remembering. I've lost ground on that argument, haven't I? A little. Any more black tie events in the diary this week? Not that I'm aware of. All right, good to know. Is it? Depends. When are you leaving the city? Not as soon as I thought, actually. Probably not for another week or so. Let me know if you want to hang out then. I've been told I'm an excellent tour guide. Really? No. Want to hang out anyway? I laugh, feeling slightly hysterical. He's just so... I don't even know. Is there a word for feeling like you might have made someone up? Yeah, I manage. I mean, sure, let's do it. Cool. He grins. Should we toast then? To me overcoming social ineptitude? Surely we should toast a cosmic intervention, I point out. This is a big city. The odds of us crossing paths again were ridiculous. You believe in stuff like that? You don't? Nope. But Bigfoot is real, and I'll die on that hill. What about manifesting? Manifesting. See, I've heard of that. Thinking about the things you want until they come true, basically. Did you manifest all of this, then? Is that why you're always in a sparkly dress and I'm always holding a tray? Wow, there's that ego again. He laughs, throwing his head back. I made him laugh, and it's such a good feeling that I have to take another sip of my drink to hide the big, stupid smile threatening to overtake my face. I'm usually so weird and stilted with people I don't know. I can barely manage a small talk, let alone witty repartee. But the same thing happened the night we met. It was like I was talking to someone I'd known all my life. And I really, truly cannot get over the odds of us meeting again. I'm suddenly gripped by this overwhelming sense of significance. Like somehow, this night was always going to end with him. How about we toast to hanging out? I say then, straightening slightly. Normal, non-cosmic plans. No sparkles. Spark-free zone. He smiles, knocking his cup against mine. And there's just something about the way he's looking at me all of a sudden. I feel my cheeks heat, dropping my gaze as I drain the remnants of my drink. I think I liked it better when he was the flustered one.